I do want to switch gears here for a second. I saw something. We've got a TV here in the studio. It's just always playing the news. And the news this time of day plays some interesting commercials. And they had a Subway commercial on there, Subway sandwiches. And it made me realize something.
Oh.
I've never realized this before.
Okay.
We got to stop showcasing sloppy sandwich preparation.
I'm going to need more.
Everything in a Subway sandwich commercial.
Yeah.
Is no way to make a sandwich. You want don't spit your coffee. You want to call yourself a sandwich artist? Stop throwing lettuce in the air.
Okay.
Stop just sloppily pouring some sort of vinaigrette all over a sandwich. It's getting everywhere.
Okay.
It's a mess. Meatballs. Just slopped
dropped from a high distance. Sorry, and, food in my mouth.
And then when it's all done, the made sandwich just plunk down.
I don't know what it is about food commercials where they want to drop it onto a plate.
Couldn't tell you.
Because this isn't just a safe Subway thing.
No, I'm starting to see it more and more in commercials.
I have seen so many hamburgers dropped from a distance.
Right. And have you ever dropped a whole hamburger down onto a plate?
Not on purpose.
Never once.
Right.
Never once. So what's going on? Are we doing it wrong? Because they're the artists, self-proclaimed. Did you eat more food while we're on the air?
Okay. You, of all people, do not get to talk to me.
All right, listen. If we're all just eating food.
I have seen you.
Don't. Guys, we're professional.
We're
all professional.
Stop it.
You have just eaten chips during this time of day or Cheez-Its with abandon.
So I'm going to say something.
Okay.
Stop dropping food. Stop making a mess while you're making a commercial.
Okay.
You're sending the wrong signal.
Now, would you say when you watch like a chef show, are they not taking seasonings and throwing them into a pan?
They're often on a timer.
Yeah.
Then that's help. Like, you can't just sprinkle it in. You have to throw it.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just the general mess that they have created.
I know, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, they're shaking a pan real hard.
Yeah, yeah.
And they take some and then they throw it in.
Okay, so then are we doing it wrong? Like, should we be preparing, like, when we make...
Only if we want to entertain.
Mm.
Do you want to entertain people while you're cooking? I want to not be spoken to while I'm cooking.
Right.
I don't want anybody watching. I don't want anybody to have any opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to, for the most part, stay away from me.
Right.
Or whatever you're working on for dinner, you go over there and do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll work on my...
I'll do my thing.
...deviled eggs or whatever it is I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I will drop the deviled eggs.
And I'll drop them from a distance.
Like...
I'll get up on a ladder.
Right.
Right.
Unless they splatter, then it's too high.
I mean, there's literally Bell... What's his name?
Who?
Bam.
Bam
Margera?
Emeril.
Oh, yeah. Emeril.
His thing is to say Bam.
His thing is to say Bam.
Okay. So, well, if you're going to be Bamming food...
I mean, if I'm watching a Subway commercial, every shot looks Bammed.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, meatballs on a sub. Bam. Bam. Lettuce thrown into the air. Bam. Which is wet. It's also wet when they do it. A loaf of bread ripped in half. Bam. Which, by the way, they don't do that at Subway.
They very carefully slice it.
Even if you ask. And then they do very carefully slice it. And then they also bring the two together to make sure they're not giving you an extra centimeter of bread.
Oh, I spent a lot more time at Subway than I have. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, my kids like the meatballs.
All right.
Mostly because I let them throw them around the kitchen.